Tonight's Shir is Siman Reish Nun Dalid, the second part of Sif Hei and Sif Vav. The Chaber writes, Vim Nasan Osom Samlech HaShecha V'lo Karma Peneihem. The Shulchan Aruch was discussing putting dough in the oven Erev Shabbos, and you have to make sure that it will at least get a crust before Shabbos starts, or else it's usher to put it there. If he put it there, Samlech HaShecha, right before Shabbos, V'lo Karma Peneihem, and it didn't crust up, it wasn't baked enough before Shabbos starts. In Bemezid, if he did this knowing it was wrong, Asur Ad Motzei Shabbos Bichdei Sheyasu, it is forbidden to eat those challahs, eat those breads, until Motzei Shabbos, and then you have to wait the time it takes to bake. V'Meshoigeg, if he did it without realizing the time, didn't realize he didn't have enough time for it to bake enough. Im'ein lo mayoicha, if there's nothing else to eat, Mutulo lirdos mimenu mizon shalosh udos, he's allowed to take out of the oven a sufficient quantity for three meals. He could tell others, they don't have what to eat. Take out of the oven enough for three meals. When he takes it out of the oven, he should not use the normal tool, perish barachas ubemizra, these types of shovels, spatulas, targomarda, polobalas. So the process of removing a dough from the oven, once it's baked, is called radia or roida. And he uses a marda. He used a special tool. So in this case, he should not use the special tool. Elabisakin, take a knife, or something else that's not usually used for this purpose. Why? You should not do it on Shabbos the way you would have done it on a weekday. Now, if there's no way to take it out of the oven with a different tool, then you'll have to use the normal shovel that you use, a normal spatula. Now, if he put the dough in the oven with sufficient time for it to crust before Shabbos starts, since he didn't do anything wrong, so he needs the challahs for Shabbos, then he can take them out of the oven with the ordinary tools that he uses. But if it's not needed for Shabbos, asur afilu b'shinui, then you can't do it even with a shinui. The Ramah says, this is only a concern when the oven is closed but not sealed with plaster around the door. And we're afraid, shem yichata. But if the oven is closed and sealed with the plaster, or he's not even baking for Shabbos, he's baking for Motzei Shabbos, there's plenty of time for it to get done without him stoking the coals, mutter. In either case, it's mutter. So we're not going to make a gezeira in such a situation, shem yichat, he may come to stoke the coals. So this is the Ramah l'shitasa, because the Ramah said before that if you seal it with tit, we're not afraid that you'll break the seal. You won't matriach yourself. Mechaber disagrees with that. But the Ramah holds that's enough to take away the gezer of Shem Yechata. Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Lamed Aleph. If he puts the dough in the oven, bemezid, and it wasn't enough time to crust, asur, so the bread is asur. Lirdos, it's asur to take it out of the oven. Afila deshino, even if you use an unusual tool to get it out. Even if he has nothing else to eat, even if a non-Jew comes and takes it out of the oven without asking him, asur is forbidden, he can't eat it. Matzei Shabbos he can eat it, but he cannot eat it on Shabbos. So he has to wait Matzei Shabbos for the time it takes to bake it. We're talking about eating. He has to wait to Matzei Shabbos to eat it, the amount of time it would take to bake. I will haradiyam in a tano, but as far as scraping it out of the oven, pashut the mutter, take Matzei Shabbos. It's pashut, it's obvious, that is permitted right after Shabbos is over. You can take it out of the oven. We don't have to wait to take it out of the oven. You have to wait to eat it. Sifkar lamagil, b'shoig v'chol. Now, if it's b'shoigig, if it's done inadvertently, then if he doesn't know what to eat, we let him take out of the oven enough for three meals. V'hodol kansin and gam b'shoigig, why don't we fine him in the case of the shoigig? Question, kosim sifches. We find the Sifches, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Lama Chalkinim Sham Ben Shoyg LeMezid. We don't differentiate between Shoyg and Mezid. So why over here do we? The cave and the inlo pas achalech, since he does not have other bread to eat. And you cannot properly fulfill the mitzvahs of the Suda Shabbos, all three Sudas, without bread. Shari, therefore, b'shogeg, they said it was mutter. The notes point out, you're not mechuyev to go to a neighbor and borrow. You don't have to do that. If you don't have in your cupboard, you don't have in your bread basket enough bread, you're allowed. Al tavshil ein chiyuv kol kach lechol b'shabbos. When it comes to tavshil, cooked foods is not such an obligation to eat on Shabbos, and therefore we'll be more open to finding him shogeg to mezid. Vein achinami, but it's taka true. Demein lo dover acher lechol klal. If he has nothing else to eat, kim oso a tavshil vad, except for that food that he cooked, shehisha b'shogeg, did shehiya b'shogeg, then we would say, mutl lechlo, he'll be able to eat it since it was b'shogeg. Shaso lesanos b'shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. As is written in Siman Reish Peches. Well, the fees are according to this. The allowance to take it out of the oven when he did it b'shoigig is because he has nothing else to eat. Afilu b'tanurim shalonu, even our ovens, shemavola kamam b'siv zayin, she'ein ben mishum b'diyah, our ovens, we learn siv zayin, they don't really have this issue of scraping it off the walls. You still can't take more than three sudas because the only heter by shoyging is you have nothing else to eat. And since he does have what to eat, if he gets enough for three meals, that's it. So we're not going to allow him more. So he's allowed to take enough for three meals. Let's say he made some big challah. And one loaf alone is enough for three meals. Shuv also lirdo. So then he cannot take any more out. Af lagav de ein lo kol suda kikar shalem v'lechem mishne. Even though he won't have a whole loaf, he won't have lechem mishne. That's not going to give him the allowance to scrape the dough out of the oven. If he doesn't have what to eat, that's one thing. If he has what to eat, he doesn't have lechem mishne. Too bad. He won't have lechem mishne. Sifkar lamen he yirde b'marde. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when he takes it out of the oven, he should not use the mardeh. He should do it in a different way. You do it with a shinui. But if it's impossible to do it with a shinui, then you have no choice. Here, the b'mardeh. The radias hapas lo havi shvus gober. Taking the bread out of the oven is not truly an issur rabbanon. Ela mishum uvda dechol osur. It's forbidden because it's a weekday activity. So if it's impossible to do it with a shinui, if it's Erech Shabbos, or there's a need for it on Shabbos, hit here, the Chum said, fine. Then you could do Rediya Sapas. Sivka Olam Avov. If he put the dough in early enough for Erev Shabbos, so that it does get the crust before Shabbos starts, he didn't do anything wrong. Even though the oven's not gar for Kotem, there's no Gezeres, it's fine. And it's Erech Shabbos, so Shulchan Aruch says, Rode Kedarko. Eliyahu says that one should be strict, like the views who argue in the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that even if you did nothing wrong with putting it in the oven because it baked in time, you still should remove it from the oven with a shinui and not the ordinary way of removing it. And he brings in the Shartzian because many Rishonim argue on the Ran, who the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel with. The Ran was Mekel, but he brings that the Ramban, like a Mishnah, Kolbo, the whole list of Rishonim who are Machma. Sivkar Lamed Zayin. The Ramah says this whole issue we have of leaving bread in the oven from Friday to Friday night is only if the oven isn't sealed. Avalim hutuach, but if you seal it up with a plaster smear, nothing to worry about. Atchilas asif koy demutli ten. He's going back on the beginning of the sif that you're allowed to put the dough in the oven erev Shabbos. So gazvina shama yister hatim v'yachata. We're not afraid that he will break open the seal to stoke the coals. V'ayim sif zayin heichis nag bin hirdiya. Look at sif zayin. What should he do about taking it out of the oven? Sifkon lamaches. Or if he's baking it for matzis Shabbos, we're also not afraid. Le'afoso, there's plenty of time for it to bake. Da'afil b'lo chitui, even without his manipulating the coals, yenefehete, it'll be baked perfectly fine by Matzis Shabbos. The Imagan of Ram Shakasaf, the Betanurum Shalon, the Magan of Ram writes that our ovens came the Kailon the Kamebis of Zion, the Mutter Lirdos Mehem Beshawas for the Achol. We hold in Siv Zion that it's mutter to remove the chalas from our ovens on Shabbos and eat them. Afilu yeshlo hagimel sudas al Shabbos, even if he has enough supply for the three meals. Chayshin on shem yimalech lechol mehapasha betanur b'Shabbos. So we are afraid he may change his mind and choose to eat from the bread in the oven. He originally planned on using this bread for Matzah Shabbos. So he's saying, okay, if you do Matzah Shabbos, no problem. But maybe we should be afraid he'll change his mind. Then he'll stoke the coals in order for it to be done quicker. So, Mimela, our ovens present this new concern. He's saying we shouldn't rely on the fact that he's initially planning to serve it for Matzah Shabbos. If it's sealed, that's fine. But the idea of saving for Matzah Shabbos might not be such a good idea because he could change his mind. Se'iv Vav. Vimnesano b'Shabbos. What if someone put the dough in the oven, raw dough, on Shabbos? I feel amazing, even if he did it intentionally. And then he has to hear a tshuva. What am I doing? It's awesome. Mutulo lirdois. It's permitted for him to get it out of the oven, kodem she'yafeh, before it bakes. Kadesh lo yavo l'day isoskila. He should not come to an isoskila. You put raw dough in the oven on Shabbos and it bakes. That's an issa d'oraisa. That's chil Shabbos, chiyuv skila. So sakta Shulchan Aruch. In such a case, he chaps a hira tshuva, get it out of the oven before it bakes. So then he didn't do the issa. Mr. Bruce Sakon Lamatas. I feel b'mezid, even if he did it b'mezid. To have him, you know, because what would I have thought? Why would I think otherwise? I would have thought, halitei le rosh avayamos. The Pasuk says, stuff it down the Rosh's throat and let him die. Says, that's what he wants. So good. Let him get his punishment. Kamash malon de shari. No, we don't say that. Let him save himself. Let him take it out of the oven. He shouldn't be chayav skila. The koshkein kishehid b'shoigin. Certainly, if it was done, he didn't realize it was Shabbos already. The shari that it's mutter to get it out of the oven. Kadesh liyavol deichsus chatas. He shouldn't come to an isur chatas. Sefkad mem lo, it's mutter for him to take it out of the oven. What's the leimar? There's a diak here. Dafko hu ba'atzmoi mutter lirdos. Only he, only the one who put it in the oven is allowed to get it out of the oven. Aval acherim, but anyone else, asurim lirdos b'shvilo. They may not remove it from the oven for him. Bein kishahid b'bemezid ubein b'shoig, whether it was done intentionally or not. Afilu mi shehid b'kasapas, and then oppose you. Even if the one who put in the oven isn't around, to let him know. The ain oim lo adam. We never tell a person asei chet kal, do a small sin, kadesh lo yavo chaverchol de iser chomer, to prevent your friend from coming to a big iser. Kimet shechaver parsha, because the fact is, the one who put it in was negligent. He was rebellious. But me shehid, they're putting it there in the first place. So there's an iser drabonon to take it out of the oven. There isn't this drabonon to take it out of the oven. We don't do it. It's not a Shavuos Gomor, but we don't do it. So here, if I stand still, he's going to be Chayev Skila. If I take it out, so I'm just being over to not a Shavuos Gomor and Isdorbanon. No, you're not over Isdorbanon. You're not over even a small Isser. If he put himself in that position, then it's not only he's getting himself out of it. Vafilu b'tanurim shalanu, even in our ovens, she'ein b'm iser ridui. So we'll say in Siv Zion that there's no iser to take them out of the oven. V'tzad yol yirab adosu la'acher. Still the Eliyahu Abba says, someone else shouldn't do it. V'shem dehabotzik muksahu, because the dough is muksa. V'ene roi l'tiltum. It's not fit to be moved. Raw dough has no shtamshus. Can't do anything with raw dough. When does it leave the world of muksa? That leaves the world of muksa when it gets a cream as panim, when it gets the crust. By the time it gets the crust, that's already this. That's what he writes in the notes, that if it's baked enough that it gets the crust, l'chayiv, it's not going to be muksa anymore. That's the shear of bishul for chayiv. So Mela, once it reaches that point, there's no issa muksa, but until that point, it is. V'ene roi l'tiltum, therefore it's not fit to be moved. The kolzel and in afiyah, this is as far as baking is concerned. Aval inyan bishul. But what about cooking? Pashut hu. Dim echad shachach o avar. It's simple. that if someone forgot or intentionally went and put a pot on the flame, salcha esh, near the fire, so anyone else could come and take it off. The issa to prevent the first one from doing an issa. The basila kakadeira ain't kind of issa called. There's no issa to remove a pot from the stove. Well, merely yesh kan mitzvah for ish misur. So you have a mitzvah to save him. The only problem we have is udiya sapas. Taking the bread out of the oven is an issa. So in Mela, we're not going to do an issa to save him. But if someone wanted to cook in a pot of food and puts it on the stove to cook, so then anyone who's a bystander should grab it off the stove. Because there is no isser in taking the pot off the stove. And you're saving him from being over in isser skila. Se'if kadmemaf, lir dos. So the one who puts the dough in the oven, ibemezid, is allowed to get it out, even afil b'marda, even with the tool made for that purpose. But if he can do it with a shinui, got an idea, sakin, using a knife, kegav, or anything like that, yasi he should. As he's emissing, doing tshuva now. So his tshuva is such that I don't want to be over the chiyuv skilin, I don't want to be in the storban either. So get it out of the oven with a knife. The idea of using a knife instead of the marda is if it doesn't delay getting out of the oven. If it's going to be a delay, then you're going to end up being chayiv, don't delay. So if you can get it out of the oven using a knife before it crusts, then go ahead, you do a shinui. But if you cannot, and by delaying to use the knife, maybe it takes longer. If I use the marda, get it right away. And if I don't use the marda, it'll get across, and once it gets across, I'm chayiv. So then it's better not to bother with the knife, just use the marda and get it out of the oven right away.